Hi, Mark Raviski here for Parables That Preach, a podcast for preachers. Today is Thursday, April 4th, 2024, and this is episode 85, called The Three Stages of Love. Paul Harvey described the three stages of love. He said the first stage is romance. This is where you're infatuated with each other. The electricity flows. Everything you desire revolves around the person with which you are romancing. You think about them in the morning, the afternoon, the evening, at night. They're in your dreams. You want to spend all your time with them. They're virtually perfect, and you can't wait for the next moment to be together. However, eventually that stage will fade, and it gives way to the second phase of love, which is called tolerance. Tolerance is where you discover your partner has faults. They're kind of irritating. That little tick that used to make them cute is actually quite annoying. And you find you have to just put up with each other. You might even look forward to time apart. The third stage is what is called mature love. This is the third degree of love. This is where so much life and intimacy and sacrifice and energy have been shared and put together by two people that they delight in the fact that they know someone who knows almost everything about them, yet they still care for one another. It's when we're the most important person in the world to our spouse that we give up our own lives if it were necessary. The point Paul Harvey makes is that far too often people hit that second stage, the stage of tolerance, and they conclude that they have fallen out of love, and therefore they must terminate the relationship and go searching again, looking to rediscover romance. But in their attempt to discover that soulmate, to find that romance, they are, in fact, delaying the ultimate fulfillment of the third stage of love. Love to the third degree. Love that is deeper than simple romance or simple tolerance. Where is your love for those around you today? And where is your love for God? Is it in a place where maybe you are excited about God, or you're tolerating your relationship with God, or is there a deep, long history of your relationship with God, a calmness that follows you when the waters are rough? Your journey with God is filled with many ups and downs, but the longer you walk with Him, the deeper the love grows, the more you can handle together. Evaluate your relationships. Look to see where your love is today. What stage of love are you in? And what can you do to bring about the mature love necessary in the life of faith and relationships around us? Until next time, this has been Mark Raviski for Parables That Preach. Preach the Word.